Trenton, New Jersey, was one of only four state capitals in the country not to have a Starbucks. That's until now. The coffee retailer opened a location in downtown Trenton a few weeks ago as part of his Opportunity Cafe program. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover reports.
The brand new Starbucks on the corner of Warren Street and Front Street has a steady stream of customers from the surrounding federal and municipal buildings. Ilya Perez has worked in the area for 15 years and works for the state of New Jersey's Department of Community Affairs. Standing outside the Starbucks, she's a self-described Starbucks fanatic. She's been more than once a day since it opened.
I'm waiting to get on a first-name basis with the barista, so that way when I walk in, they can make my cappuccino.
Perez used to buy coffee from the deli in her building or walk to Dunkin' Donuts.
They're definitely taking business away from other local coffee places, though. We see that already.
Dunkin' Donuts,
yes, the deli. I'd rather walk down here than drink coffee over there.
Another big coffee drinker is Mitul Patel, who also works in state government.
We had a couple of discussions with my coworkers. There's like no real major chains, at least in this part of Trenton, aside from the Dunkin' Donuts. So it's nice having, you know, another option for coffee in the area.
Patel commutes an hour from Central Jersey and expects the new store will bring more economic development, but points out new restaurants and businesses were opening on the block before the Starbucks announcement.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about Starbucks.
That's Joe Festa, owner of the State Barbershop, two doors down from the new coffee shop. He's been on the block for 56 years. Giving a hot shave to a customer, he shares his observations.
I've seen 6-7 people at a time walk by it. It ordinarily wouldn't come out of the building. We need businesses to get these people out of their offices.
The 82-year-old, nicknamed the mayor of Warren Street, was a door greeter at the official opening of Starbucks.
Believe me when I tell you, their presence is going to help the little business guy. Already, I've made new customers on account of Starbucks.
Well, true, yeah. But you're not selling coffee is what I mean.
Well, that's true, too. But again, competition, good competition, never hurt nobody.
Starbucks ended up in the city after U.S. Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman was on a congressional education tour in 2015. It included a tour of Starbucks's headquarters in Seattle, where she learned of their commitment to underserved urban communities. Watson Coleman thought the program would be a good fit for Trenton, which is part of her 12th district.
It's taken young people and people who are currently unemployed and has given them a job in an industry that is purposeful and useful in this economy.
She says it's an economic engine for the county seat where state, municipal, and federal governments and nonprofits don't adequately pay taxes.
The state of New Jersey in the last 8 years has basically starved Trenton and not given it the kind of resources that it needed based upon the burden that just being the state capital has placed on this city. This is just a small city. It's not that large.
Trenton is the corporation's 9th Opportunity Cafe. Stores opened in underserved, low-income communities that train and hire young people who face barriers to employment. Other sites include Baltimore, Chicago, Dallas, and Phoenix. Stephanie Campfield, store manager, has 20 employees and says 12 are from Homefront, a local nonprofit that works to end homelessness and break the cycle of poverty. She says some employees were formerly homeless a month ago. Campfield is looking forward to partnering with Homefront and area businesses.
They love that we're here, and they're just really excited that, you know, we can bring some traffic and some business to not only us, but for them as well. They can see the light coming back to life.
Abdul Wiswal is a Trentonian and proprietor of Trenton Coffee House and Vinyl in the South Ward neighborhood, about 5 minutes from downtown. His family-run business started on his bike cart 3 years ago and is now a South Trenton storefront where he roasts on site.
I'm not concerned too much what happens downtown. The Starbucks downtown's open during state worker hours. I get very few state workers that really want to come out this far or anywhere.
Wiswal says his focus is providing a quality cup of coffee. He isn't worried about competing with Starbucks.
They're selling something that I don't want to sell. I don't want to sell a brand. I don't want to sell a myth.
As for other nearby coffee competitors, Dunkin' Donuts says they haven't noticed a difference, but says they'll have a better sense after the holidays. Next door to Starbucks is the East Front Street Cafe. They say they've had a slump before Starbucks opened, but now see more foot traffic and more people notice them. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.